Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ron Dunn, who's co-CEO with Alliance Flooring. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you about your second trip in your RV to visit your members. But before we get into that, let's just refresh our listeners' memory about what Alliance Flooring is. Alliance is a buying group with three brands, Carpet Plus Color Tile, Carpet Land Color Tile, and Floorco, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And when you add all that up, roughly how many members or store locations do you have?
We have 386 now. We're down a little bit. We added some new ones over the last few years, but we've had some store closings as well. So we're just short of 400 right now.
All right. So you took a road trip in your RV. Last year you went west, and this year you went up in the Northeast, right?
We did. We hit the mid-Atlantic states. We hit all the New England states and then a little bit of the Midwest before returning back. It was a fantastic trip.
Mm-hmm. And your goal, I think, is over the next several years is to try to visit with every member at their location, right?
I think we're going to accomplish that. We've probably got two more trips to go. I've got one more I'm actually going to do yet this fall. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do a couple trips next year and the following year. And by then, we'll have set foot in everybody's store.
Yeah. Well, most of our listeners realize where we are in this economic situation. In the sixth year, things aren't dropping, but they certainly aren't growing. They're kind of flat right now. But you've been out there visiting with members. What sense do you get when you go out there?
What I see is that owners are very, you know, if they're still in it today, mm-hmm. you know, they've gotten through the critical things of adjusting costs and adjusting to this, you know, new norm and are really back very focused, almost like when they started their business. They are resolved to stick this thing out, to make it, to even grow through it and do whatever it takes. You know, they're hungry for networking, so we've done some things along those lines. We came up with this Proven Ways book where that came out of last year's trip. We came back with 57 things that we saw on the road that actually are effective in this economy to drive business. We put those together. What it does is it takes you out of your own element, expands your thinking a little bit. And what we saw on this trip is a lot of the stores were implementing a number of those things. It was actually kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was the next thing I was going to talk about. Based on your trip last year where you went out west, you came back and you wrote this little booklet called Proven Ways, not to give away any of your secret sauce, because I know it's a competitive environment out there, but what are a few of the key things in Proven Ways that is working out there?
Well, we broke it down into a number of different categories. One of them is what type of events can you run in this economy that are effective, that people will pay attention to, and it'll, you know, fill your store with consumers. So there's probably a dozen of those that we saw that worked out there. There's things that you can do to motivate your salespeople and you know, train your staff. I think we broke it down to actually eight different categories of, you know, ways to drive business.
So and you said 57 written from the last trip. When you come back now, will you revise any of that or add to it? Or what are your plans?
We are. We've even taken it to another dimension. So we continue to look for things that were working out there. And we've got another, I think, 32 that we came up with. So we're going to be close to 100 in this book. But then the other thing we do, one of the things that we do when we're on the trip is take a camera and sound system, and we set it up, and we're interviewing the owners, we're interviewing the managers. And one of the things we asked this year was, you know, if you were to identify three things, we're going to call this year's convention the pillars of success. What are the pillars that are necessary to be successful in business? Three things came out that were really clear that have to be in place for someone to be successful in business today. I won't go through all the details, but the highlight of it, you know, again, ask the question, what are the pillars that are necessary? The number one answer was people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so how do you build a strong team? Mm-hmm. And from that, we identified six things that were necessary, from identifying the person to training them to how do you compensate them and keep them motivated with special incentives. And then, you know, what does encouragement look like, formal and informal? And then empowerment's a big thing. When you interview the employees themselves, they say, you know, those that have been there a long time, the reason that they're there is they feel like they make a difference. They're heard. Mm-hmm. They can implement things. They can act somewhat like an owner, you know, almost like they can have a business within a business. So that came out very clear. And then how does someone, for long term, those people have felt along the way that they could continue to grow, advance, they could take on more responsibility. You know, they built a career out of it. So we don't always think about that as owners. The individual person that works for us, where are they at? Yet they make all the difference. You know, that came out very loud and clear. Yeah. Second one was a little bit of a surprise to me. It was what we saw is the stores that are doing really well have a very strong, the perception of what that store is in that town is really clear. And I, quite frankly, going into it, I didn't look at marketing that way. We talk in terms of, you know, we believe that marketing, you know, as goes marketing, so goes sales. As goes sales, so goes the company. But what determines your marketing? What is the message of your marketing? And, you know, we found some people that they very naturally connect what they want their perception to be to what it is. Other ones that are very deliberate about it and have done some things to make sure that's the case. And some of our stores haven't really even thought along those lines. So we're going to develop 6 points under that of how do you build the perception that you want consistently in the town that you're in. And then the third one that really came out clear was planning. You have to have goals. You have to have a plan. And a lot of stores have gone to kind of setting goals by the gut, going with their gut on what they have to do because it's so hard to predict today. But yet, the stores that are really doing well have said that, yeah, we still set goals. We communicate those goals. We're measuring, we're analyzing, we're adjusting, we're doing halftime adjustments. And so, you know, we're going to really bring out a lot of the things that they shared in terms of what they do along those lines to help enhance success short term. Mm-hmm. And then establish where they're going long term.
Well, let me just ask you, as far as the one thing that I think a lot of people are curious about is building store traffic, getting people into the store. For instance, a lot of people are leaning toward the social media side. You know, is that effective? You continue to do traditional media advertising. Is there any feedback in that area?
Yeah, quite a bit. This trip was educational, was invigorating. It was, you know, there are a lot of people that, you know, when you get inside their store and you're able to spend the better part of a day with them, you really hear their story and how they're wired and what they're doing. And some of the stores, we have a store in Pittsburgh that's grown their business $2 million the last 2 years. And you wouldn't think there was any type of a recession. So there, I really tried to drill down, even, you know, as far as we could to say, what, I mean, how do we bottle this? How do we take this, you know, somewhere else? And I think what they were able to accomplish is everybody that works there is a marketing person. Everybody that works there has that mindset. I mean, they drive down the street. They see a contractor's truck. They see a phone number on it. They call up and say, hey, who's doing your flooring? Are you happy with them? How about giving us a try? And so simple things that a lot of little things over time amount to a whole lot of big things. So it's a marketing mindset, and they energize each other by telling their stories of what they're doing, who's the next customer, who's the next person that they got. And so they think outside the walls of the building, the brick-and-mortar building that they're in. And certainly, they've done a great job. It looks great. When people come in, they treat them right. But they're always marketing outside the stores. So that involves calling on people, being relational-driven, just getting, it's, you know, people sell people. So they're out shaking the hands of end users. And then doing very creative events. We saw some very amazing things that fit. You know, it fits. If your perception is you want to be in the community, you want to be viewed as community, you know, it's one thing to sponsor a team. It's one thing to sponsor Little League. It's another thing to show up at opening day and have a give out. You know, it's one thing to sponsor, say, buy an ad in the local high school. We've got stores that are actually doing something called Friday Night Lights, which goes through the entire fall season. They have giveaways and shirts at football games. At the end, last year, we had a store right here in the Atlanta area that had over 300 people show up at his store for the drawing on that final Saturday, where he was giving away a house full of carpet, which was sponsored by our suppliers. So things like that that create excitement that are just a little bit unusual, different way of looking at it, but it's touching people while you're giving perception of your store and you're drawing people to your store.
All right, great, Ron. That sounds like a lot of really good, valuable information, and appreciate you sharing it with us. So is your camper big enough, your RV?
My wife and I joked around that, you know, we pull a Jeep behind it, so if things got too bad, one of us would ride sit in the Jeep.
Okay.
But I tell you, it's an interesting question. We came back, and after living in this thing for nearly 7 weeks, it was nearly 8 weeks, we came back to our home and wondered what we needed to be such a big home for, because we were perfectly happy in this 36-foot RV.
All right, Ron, it's good to visit with you again. We've been talking to Ron Dunn, who's co-CEO with Alliance Flooring, about his road trip this summer, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.